Kamala Harris lands in Florida, Trump has weird obsession with undoing Obama-Biden legacy. By Hannah Blow on October 19, 2020. Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, campaigned in Orlando, Florida. On Monday, telling voters that President Trump has a weird obsession with undoing the legacy of the Obama-Biden administration and adding that Trump and his allies are attempting to destroy our democracy. Harris landed in Orlando to rally Florida Democrats on the first day of early voting across the state. Meanwhile, Joe Biden, D, is avoiding the campaign trail on yet another day. He is not expected to make another major appearance until Thursday's presidential debate. Trump, Harris said, has this weird obsession with trying to get rid of whatever Barack Obama and Joe Biden created. Have you noticed that? She asked supporters at the drive-in rally. It's this weird obsession. Right? Loco. She went on. And so in the midst of a public health crisis, Donald Trump and Joe Biden, who in their administration created the most extensive public health coverage we've ever seen with the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, and do you know Donald Trump is in court right now trying to get rid of it with his boy Bill Barr. Harris added that Trump engages in distortions, accusing him of lying to the American people and proclaiming that Joe Biden will not increase taxes on anyone who makes less than $400,000 a year, period. The vice presidential hopeful also said that Trump and his allies are trying to destroy our democracy but added, "The one thing I know is that when the people are prepared to fight for our country based on love of country, they can never do us any harm. Because we will stand up, and we will march, and we will organize, and we will vote, and we will fight for our country," she said to supporters. "So we know what's at stake." Harris continued, suggesting that the GOP is trying to make it difficult for people to vote and accusing Trump of trying to confuse people about the integrity of our voting system, trying to suggest that you can't trust it. "But we know better, and we know when somebody's trying to play us and deflate our enthusiasm," she added, asking why powerful people are trying to suggest we can't trust the system, putting in place laws designed to suppress the vote, trying to purge the voter rolls, and trying to make it difficult. "Why are they doing that?" she asked, concluding, "Because they know when we vote, we win." Harris is also expected to make an appearance in Jacksonville, Florida, where the Republican National Convention was supposed to take place, later in the day. Her appearance in the Sunshine State follows a campaign blitz from President Trump, who has held events across the state, including in Jacksonville, Sanford, and Ocala, in recent weeks. During a recent campaign stop in Orlando, Vice President Mike Pence declared that the road to victory runs right through Florida. Last week's Hill-Harris survey showed Biden and Trump deadlocked in the crucial swing state, garnering 48% each.